Hey guys, it's Adam from the podcast. First, thanks so much for tuning in and listening, sharing, liking the podcast, telling your friends about it. I really, really do appreciate it. If you all are visiting Costa Rica for the first time, say hi to me on Twitter, on Instagram. I am everywhere. If you want to check out what I'm doing, my wife and I created one of the first organic bath and body products here in Costa Rica. Head over to rawbotanicals.com. You can find us on all the social medias. We are one of the largest suppliers of bath and body products to hotels in Costa Rica. We basically created the whole market here for luxury refillable bathroom products. We're pretty proud about that. Just reducing the amount of waste here in Costa Rica and trying to spread that message across the world. And check it out. It's rawbotanicals.com. You can find us anywhere on the socials. Just look up Raw Botanicals and say hi. Thanks and enjoy the podcast.
Costa Rica, Costa Rica, Costa Rica, Costa Rica, Costa Rica, Costa Rica, Costa Rica.
Yeah, he says, I need to hire a search engine that can use Google search to drive traffic to a site. However, the U.S.-based SEOs are overpriced. Where are the third world entrepreneurs that I hear exist? Dude, it's simple, dude. There are, go on Upwork right now. There are 10,000 people.
Upwork
right now. Upwork, I don't know what it used to be called. I think it's called Upwork now. But you punch it in, there's 20,000 Indians who will do SEO work for you. Is it the best? Dude, are you going to get better in Silicon Valley with somebody who used to work for Google? You're damn right you are. But you're going to pay somebody who earns $150,000 a year, right? If you want, you know, $5 an hour stuff, dude, you're going to get $5 an hour stuff. I mean, you know, you could actually learn it and do it yourself better. You know, you get what you pay for. You know, just general stuff. If it's rote kind of, you know, stuff that you want done. Yeah, you can. I've used tons of people on Upwork for all sorts of stuff, from building websites, designs, my podcast, the artwork on there. Dude, I did that on Fiverr. It cost me $5. That's sweet, sweet artwork. You know, I mean, it's there. It's there, Austin. But no, you're not.
He's also talking about. He's also probably wanting to be able to work with someone who's going to help drive the traffic to his site.
No, they can absolutely do that, dude. If somebody's asking you for $50,000 up front, they think you're a large corporation and they want to lock you in, dude. If you're a large corporation, then you should be okay with $50,000. But if you're not, if you're just, you know, if you're me and you have a small cosmetics company here in Costa Rica, I know I could hire today. I'm in discussions with a woman. You know, but you can hire somebody for as few as a few hundred dollars a month, a few hundred dollars per week in the States to run your SEO type stuff for you. Now, that's not full time. That's a stateside person to run it for you. One thing you need to be careful of, Austin, is time zones. So if you're working in New York and, dude, you work from 9 to 5, dude, and you need to be able to talk with that person, don't hire somebody from India, right? Hire somebody in our chain. So hire somebody, you know, Canada, down south to South America. But there are thousands of people, man. And it's just trial and error.